Hello, my dear Life of Power family. Wow, what a year it's been. It feels kind of bittersweet to be making this final audio. It's exactly a year and a day after we began. It's January 12th today, and it was January 11th last year that we started this journey together. And I just want to thank you all so much for your confidence in me and in your attentiveness to all of the nuances of all of the teachings, because this was not a fundamentals course. This was not a basics course. This was not, this was anything but. This is the biggest stuff there is. This is the power of the universe. So it was calling upon you all to rise to the occasion, and you have, you did, you have, and you've integrated, and you're all beyond the initiate stage now. I think most of you are working as adepts, and soon you will be in your mastery. Just every day, you just keep on reminding yourself what the pillars are, and you keep on working them, and you leave the rest of the world to what the rest of the world will do, because you're leaving the flocks of birds behind. You're rising on the wings of eagles on higher thermals, and that's just where you are and what you're about. And there's, you know, you've been in the other place and you've done that. So there's no need to re-experience that. There's a need now to experience more, to go bigger, to go faster, to expand. Let the perception increase and expand constantly as it will. There's a concept that I've been kind of working with myself. It just kind of came to me as I woke up one morning. I felt like I was operating, the term came to me, in the upper quadrant. And this sense of operating from the upper quadrant is something that it may help you to integrate, that everything must rise to this highest state of perspective that you have. And in that, your cells rise to it, and your emotions rise to it, and you don't let anything it's time to live in the upper quadrant, and we don't let things pull us out of it. And we recognize when they do, because it becomes so incredibly obvious when we're not working from, operating from emotionally, physically, spiritually, sexually, emotionally, I think I said emotionally, and on every level from the upper quadrant. And this is our dynamism. This is our power. It's not that we're dualistic, that we're separating upper from lower. It's that we're integrating everything into the greatest perspective. Why would we ever want to segregate? We want to unify. We want to unify it in the state, in the frequency that is the closest to source. Now, somebody asked in the questions about what is the difference between the cosmic laws and natural laws. And the way to look at it is that the cosmic laws, they are, as above, so below, they are manifested in the physical, in the natural world. So, for example, we have the cosmic law of unity, the one source field. That is the highest law in the cosmos, and it's connected to the power source of the cosmos. Now, how far back it goes, I'm not going to pretend to know that. All I know is that it is a unified source field, and it's a more immense power than we could possibly fathom. But go as big as you can, and you'll start to get there. At least you'll be on the right track. That unity consciousness in the natural world is manifested through what we see as the integrated network of life. So it's not that they're different. It's that the cosmic laws are played out in the world of form. So we have the constant of change, which in it, the cosmic energy is constantly evolving itself, but then we see it happen in the natural world too. We have polarity. We see that in the natural world, there is this pulsation that occurs. Now, to a certain degree, it's going to be central to the source field. There is a pulse. It's coming from somewhere. The pulse is life. So how we see this act out in the natural world is simply the matter of how it expresses in the world of form. Because the world of form is an offshoot of the cosmic energy. So, you know how it's said biblically that we are made in the image of the Creator. That basically just means that that which is true for the Creator is true for us simply in form. So all the faculties, all the facets, all the aspects that would be true in the highest spiritual realms is embodied in our being, which is so remarkable and so exciting. So much of it's dormant, we just have to activate it and all of that. But it's just how it expresses in the world of form. It's like this, it's like the cosmic law descends into form. You see? So it's, you know, whether it's cause and effect, whether it's polarity, whether it's laws of frequency, whether it's law of compensation, reciprocity, all of these things that are true. And of course, it goes back, we talk about polarity, and we understand that that's about the pulsation. And then we know that that hinges on justice, and justice creates liberty, and liberty creates expansion. So it all connects bit by bit. So don't, you know, the simplest way to break it all down is natural law is cosmic law in the world of form. So that's what we're bringing, and that's what we're reaching for. The wonderful pulsation that occurs between the cosmic energy and our natural world, if we're constantly syncing up with that, with the connection that you can think of the physical world as the negative polarity, because the alkaline tissue, the Mother Earth, the female energy, the receptive energy, and then you have the cosmic energy, that the radiant force, that being the positive force, you see how we need that pulsation to be constantly happening. So let's embody, let's reflect back, let's receive that cosmic energy, let's embody it, let's see what comes of ourselves, what becomes of us when we do that. So we pulsing, we're in body, we're in cosmos, we're in body, we're in cosmos, and then boom, that hum, that vroom, vroom, vroom just gets more intense all the time. And then because there's more unity. And so in a way you might be thinking, well, it's polarity, that's separation, but no, it's not. It's an aspect that needs to be integrated. So we need to integrate the cosmic. The cosmic, for whatever reason, has created us to integrate us. So it's not a differentiation left on its own to dangle in the universe. It's differentiation in order for greater integration and greater expression. There's a purpose to the differentiation.